With Valley Public Radio News, I'm Jason Scott. After months of community meetings and a nationwide search, the city of Fresno announced today the next man to lead the city's police department already works there. FM 89's Laura Sutsui reports that protesters outside the press conference say the city's efforts to include citizen input seem disingenuous.
Jerry Dyer's successor as police chief is Deputy Chief Andy Hall. He's a veteran officer with more than 40 years in the department.
Well, somebody had told me when I was 18 years old and applied for this job as police cadet, it was honestly before I started shaving, that I was going to end up as the chief of police of the fifth largest city in California. I would have laughed. But here I am.
Hall didn't apply for the position and will retire in spring of 2021. Mayor Lee Brand says of the few dozen candidates who did apply, no one was ideal as a long-term replacement, and the city now has more time to find a permanent chief.
We're restarting the process to find the best candidate to lead the Fresno Police Department because this position is too important to settle for anything less.
About 10 protesters outside of the City Hall annex say the decision was not made in good faith. Efrain Boteo is with Fresno Barrios Unidos. He and other protesters weren't allowed inside the press conference.
From our understanding, we thought it was going to be a public event. It was supposed to be at City Hall, and all of a sudden they changed it to the City Hall annex. So, it shows that they're trying to exclude us this whole time because they knew we were going to show up.
Andy Hall will serve as acting chief from now until Dyer officially retires in October. With Valley Public Radio, I'm Laura Sutsui.